Now time for a locker room chat for the Oskaloosa Bears. Unfortunately, I couldn't get a hold of head coach Eddie Miner this week. We'll try to have him back next week. But Oskaloosa is coming off a 26-20 loss at home against ACCHS, the back-to-back league champions. They fought hard in this one. They've played in now three consecutive games that have been decided by one score. Funny enough, prior to this stretch, they hadn't played in a one-score game since a 20-14 loss to Royal Valley all the way back on October 20th, 2017. But this one coming with Coy Perry being very busy once again, didn't quite have as many snaps as last week. He played, I think, above 60-plus offensive snaps. Well, that was how many plays that went through him in terms of his passing and being on the ground. But 48 of the team's 53 offensive plays went through him either over the air or on the ground. He was 17 of 33 with 225 passing yards as well as two passing touchdowns. He also had 15 carries and a rushing touchdown. But unfortunately, he was only held to 35 yards on the ground in that game. So a tough loss for the Bears as they are now 1-2 after winning their first game 14-8. They lose that second game to Pleasant Ridge 21-16, and then they lose another one-score game last week 26-20. So now they get ready for St. Mary's, and this is a very different St. Mary's team from a year ago. Of course, they are the reigning state champs in Class 1A, but I mean, you take a look at what they've done so far, as they are 0-3. What they've done so far, their schedule has been brutal. They suffered losses to Rock Creek, Silver Lake, and Rossville, with both of those games against Silver Lake and Rossville coming in a very small margin of defeat. So I would say that this is honestly a bit of a skewed statistic just looking at the record. But we will see what happens. Last year in the Battle of the Bears, as I will call it here, it saw St. Mary's run all over Oskaloosa. The final score was 64-0 in a mercy rule victory. And that game actually from last year was the first meeting since 1997 between the two teams. So we'll see if Oskaloosa can get back in their winning ways. It'll be on the road against the former state champs in St. Mary's. As taking a look at the NEKL standings, as of right now, Jackson Heights is in solo first. They are 3-0 in league and overall. Jefferson County North and McLouth are also 3-0 overall. They're also both 2-0 in league play. A full game back of Jackson Heights is ACCHS alone in fourth at 2-1, both in league and overall play. Valley Falls is 1-1 in league play, 1-2 overall. Then the rest of the teams below Valley Falls have all played just league games. Oskaloosa 1-2, tied with Pleasant Ridge, Horton, and Moore Hill Mount Academy, both 0-3. So we're starting to figure out who is real and who's not in the NAKL. I'll tell you what, it's going to be an interesting dilemma in the middle of the pack. You have teams like Oskaloosa, Valley Falls, ACCHS, Pleasant Ridge, and even maybe a Moore Hill Mount Academy if they can kind of turn things around, or Horton, for them getting back to the middle of the pack. McLouth, how can they sustain? Can they keep up their winning ways? And is this stretch here, is it sustainable against a very good Jefferson County North team coming up here on Friday? What a game that's going to be. It's actually our only 3-0 versus 3-0 game in the entire slate, so it'll be interesting to see if McLouth can keep things up. And looking at Class 1A District 3, the teams that are in that district, four of which are in the Northeast Kansas League with Jefferson County North, McLouth, the only teams that are unbeaten and squaring off against each other in this first district week. Mission Valley is there, so is Oskaloosa. Valley Falls all at 1-2, and St. Mary's the only winless team in this district. Hard to believe that being the case, being the former state champs, but that is how things have shaken out so far, and we'll get to see how that kind of all unfolds with four teams going to the playoffs and two teams being eliminated, so we'll see how that all unfolds. So that is going to be it for our locker room chat with Oskaloosa this week. Be sure to stay tuned. We hope to have Eddie Miner with us next week. His locker room chat has been brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty.